With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. The Board of Regents is implementing a policy for mask requirements on campuses this fall. The state's six public universities will require masks in all public indoor spaces for at least the first month of the semester. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
The protocol has four levels. Level 1 only requires masks in labs or other instructional settings that require close contact. Level 4 requires masks both indoors and outdoors. The six university presidents offered their support for the approach and agreed to start the semester at Level 3, which requires masks in all public indoor spaces like classrooms and administrative offices. SDSU President Barry Dunn supports the move in addition to other mitigation efforts his campus has already taken.
I believe in my gut, let alone my brain, that this is the most prudent approach to get us to the end of November and get those pharmacists and nurses and engineers and teachers propelling them through towards graduation.
Some regents were hesitant to support a mask requirement. Regent Kevin Schieffer asks President Dunn why encouraging masks isn't enough.
And that really goes to the heart of my question about why you could not achieve most of this by asking and leading as opposed to ordering.
Because the evidence across America, with all due respect, Regent Schieffer, is that young people have not responded to doing it for grandma, doing it for an old president.
In the end, the board unanimously approved the protocol, though it may revisit the specifics of each level at its meeting in August. Campuses are able to individually move among the different levels depending on local public health situations. BOR Executive Director Brian Maher has the authority to approve or deny campus requests to move to another level. The protocol also includes enforcement guidelines for the mandate, starting with an informal correction and ranging up to an official report to the Student Conduct Office. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
The South Dakota High School Activities Association Board of Directors unanimously approved a proposal yesterday allowing all sanctioned high school fall sports and activities in the state to start on time next month. Much of the proposal divulges into details on what the plan of action is if an active case amongst a student athlete occurs. In most instances, teams are being instructed to follow CDC and Department of Health guidance, especially with self-quarantining. The association's assistant executive director, John Krogstrand, says organization is also key. He says having passengers for bus trips going off a seating chart and wearing masks is just one example.
Number one is obviously the safety and the well-being of the student athletes and the student participants is to make sure that those protocols are designed, that they're ready to be implemented, they're understood and they're followed. As we look to make what accommodations make sense. And then the second half of it is really to make it as an effort to isolate cases that may come up.
The topic of fan attendance is being left with each individual school district and community to make their own decision. Because the risk of viral transmission differs from town to town, schools will decide between open attendance, no fans, and everything in between. The South Dakota Attorney General sent state agents to reservations as part of an investigation into tribal checkpoints on state and federal highways. Those agents were on fact-finding missions about how the checkpoints were conducted. SDPB's Elise Drubinger reports.
That update came during the State Tribal Relations Committee meeting. Attorney General Jason Ramsburg says his office did not direct any citizens to go or not to go through the checkpoints as part of their investigation. He says some state employees had trouble entering reservations, so they took down their statements in sworn affidavits. They also gathered affidavits from citizens who he says had difficulty getting through the checkpoints in some fashion. The checkpoints are a point of contention between the state and tribes. Governor Kristi Noem threatened a lawsuit before passing the issue along to the White House. Ramsburg says the state has the right of way on those roads.
The state has right of way certificates dating back. We have, compiled those, working with the Department of Transportation, the find those documents and submit them to the federal government, and I believe that the tribe has copies of them as well. I think there's been communication showing that I've seen various letters where they've talked about that there are right-of-way documents in place.
Tribal law experts point to two federal cases that back the tribe's use of checkpoints. One is a provision in the 1981 U.S. Supreme Court decision of Montana versus the United States, which says tribes do have authority over non-Indians within reservations when conduct threatens the political integrity, economic security, health, and welfare of the tribe. Another is a 1990 ruling by the Eighth Circuit Court, which finds that, absent tribal consent, the state has no jurisdiction over highways running through Indian lands. Attorney General Roundsburg says he's concerned about the checkpoints and the upcoming Sturgis motorcycle rally. He says the state has a strong legal position with other federal court decisions. The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe is suing the White House over the checkpoints issue. The state is not involved in that case. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.
A study released by the U.S. Agriculture Department offers details about the factors into the disparity between cattle prices paid to ranchers and the higher prices earned by meat processors. The 20-page analysis by the USDA explains how ranchers saw cattle prices drop while concerns about meat scarcity caused prices at grocery stores to rise. The study looks after a 2019 fire at a Tyson Foods beef plant in Holcomb, Kansas, and this year's temporary closure of slaughterhouses amid the coronavirus pandemic. Some members of Congress have called for an investigation into possible violations of the Packers and Stockyard Act, which is designed to protect ranchers and consumers. The South Dakota budget could see revenue shortfalls between $16 million and $40 million during the next year due to the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Kristi Noem announced last week that the state budget that wrapped up on June 30th had a $19 million surplus. Revenues were bolstered in part from federal relief money for addressing the coronavirus. Economic analysts warned lawmakers that as federal stimulus programs expire, sales tax revenue could decrease in the coming months. The governor has said that a special legislative session may be necessary to adjust the budget.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook. And check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.